Welcome, this is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bug Man.
And we are uploading on the wrong day.
Welcome to whatever day this is that's not Monday.
Uh-huh. We, folks, we're aware that this is the incorrect day. This episode isn't even numbered correctly.
Yeah.
But that's because we just uploaded on Monday our 52nd episode. And for those of you looking at the calendar, that's an entire year's worth.
52 weeks is a full calendar year.
One episode per week.
That makes a full year.
Yeah, I learned that in second grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what we want to say to all of you is thank you.
Yes.
And this is a an extra special episode this week to celebrate that 1 year. We're just happy that we have an audience. And super thankful for all of you that listen. If you want to help us out, just give the show a share.
Mm-hmm.
Tell a friend about what we do and just exactly how funny we are. But most of all, just enjoy this extra episode this week and just know that we really appreciate you listening.
Here's to another year.
And
another 52.
Yes, absolutely. And special disclaimer, folks, we're here for the laughs. So take everything we say in this episode with a grain of salt. It'll make the burgers taste better.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, we've made it to the parking lot. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot of the zoo. Figuring things out for all $8 Americans. And turns out you got to be a $15 American now to get into the
zoo. We had to get a small loan just to get into the parking lot.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But here we are. So follow along. So Bugman, what do you think we're going to see today?
I think we're going to see the poor man being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see some animals choosing not to perform.
Yeah.
To good money that we paid.
That's right, that's $15. That's
$15
right.
for a bear to decide I'm not into it today,
yeah.
I think is exactly what we're going to
I think that's where we're going to end up. Listen, I'm looking forward to being here and checking everything out, but folks, we're going undercover. We're going to try to figure out where the lion burgers are served.
Exactly. Exactly. We will go off menu.
We will point it out, but stay tuned.
Zoo, we're coming for you.
All right, so we got our tickets. We made it in. $15 Americans reporting live from the Memphis Zoo. Memphis Zoo and also Kroger.
Brought to you by Kroger.
Yes. There's a Kroger right inside the front gate. You just go in and you can buy your groceries. You got to pay $15 to get in, but...
Yes, but everything is a great deal with your Kroger
card. Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, if you have your membership card,
yes.
Free animal meat, no big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Mysterious Mondays.
Yes, huh? We're going to Cat Country.
Cat Country, here we come.
Yeah, and in Cat Country, they let you sleep with the cats next to them.
All the secrets will be revealed.
Yeah, and see, what you don't understand is some of these cats started out as house cats, and
yes.
They ate their owners.
Right.
And so they have to put them in here. This is kind of like cat jail. It's more what this is about for the...
A lot of steroids.
For the lions, yeah. I wish I could grow a beard like a lion.
I'm telling you, I wish I had the hair of a lion.
What really is the worst part of any zoo is the inactivity amongst the animals. We paid $15.
And they're bored out of their mind.
They're not doing anything.
As are we. Here we are.
Yeah. Juggle suffering. Or something. You know?
Mm. What a shame. What a shame.
As we walk through Cat Country, we find ourselves in quite the predicament. A veiled mystery.
So we just observed the red panda.
What is that?
And it seems like quite the abomination, if you ask me. It's sort of a combination of things. Almost like a mistake, to be honest.
Right. Are you a cat? Are you a panda? Are you a raccoon?
Right. We're located over here in the cat kingdom, or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
cat land.
Cat land.
And you see this animal with a big, long, bushy tail and a bear-like face and a bear-like feet. But
yeah.
it's walking around like it owns the place. And I just want to say, take it down a notch. Yeah.
What are you? Be clear.
I don't think you quite belong here. Really squirrely-looking thing.
Squirrely, yeah.
Yeah.
You need your identity.
I think the verdict here is Red Panda needs to be either relocated or done away with. I don't think it has a place.
Get your act together, Zoo.
Yeah. After concluding our confusion about the Red Panda, we found ourselves in a common predicament. We were looking for a bird, and we found a rat. Without a doubt, the worst case of false advertising I've seen to date in the zoo. We're supposed to be looking at a crested screamer, and yet I believe that is a capybara.
Capybara.
That we're looking at. Sort of an overgrown rat-type creature.
Yes. Very overgrown.
It's supposed to be a bird, however.
I'm calling this refund Exhibit A.
Yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do when you come here and the animals are not as advertised?
Not working for me.
This looks like the thing that ate the crested screamer.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
was.
The screamer itself.
Yeah, it should be the creature that houses the crested screamer.
I mean, I suppose we were coming to this section of the zoo to receive lessons on the art of yelling and getting your way. But here we are. There's nothing crested about this section, nothing screaming at all.
No.
It's just sort of a fat, self-loathing rodent.
Obese for sure.
Obese
for sure.
Quite.
Having recovered from the crested screamer debacle, we see a large crowd gathering in another exhibit.
Okay, so we're at the most lively part of the zoo,
We've
I think.
We've made it to the number one exhibit.
Yeah, this is where most of the animals here spend most of their time actually out front where you can see them.
Moving.
Yeah, and you've really got two distinct groups of the species here. You have what you can tell is the younger, smaller versions of the species.
More dependent.
Yeah, that run and jump and sort of push each other.
Right.
And, covered in sort of colds fluid, like if you got sick.
Sure.
Sort of snot, I guess you'd call it.
Snot, mucus, saliva even.
And then the other half of the species, sort of the older, wiser breed, seems to have just taken to, like the rest of the animals in the zoo.
Nothing.
And sitting and sort of...
watching.
It's not much of an exhibit, really, as far as the older crew is concerned.
Observing.
What is this enclosure? Is this the food court?
Yep.
The food court. That's
and play place.
Yes.
Food court and play place.
Great exhibit as far as the younger version is concerned. Lots of liveliness here.
Definitely found the action.
Uh huh. But the adults, not so much. Sort of sitting and enjoying their frosty drinks and whatnot.
Frosty drinks and whatnot. Exactly.
After observing the humanoids in their natural habitat gorge themselves, we left to go and find a beast exhibit where they must beg for food. This is the zoo.
Here we go.
All right, so here at the giraffe enclosure, about to feed the giraffes.
Make our daily offering and sacrifice the giraffes.
Little known fact about the giraffe feedings that are timed throughout the day. This is actually the only time that the giraffes get to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they depend upon the patrons of the zoo to come by and pay their $5 to feed them their lettuce. And what happens, folks, is if no one shows up for these feedings, these folks don't eat.
They don't eat.
They spend the rest of their time scratching their throats with nothing in them. And so it's really a travesty if nobody comes. But even if people are all here, one of the other policies is if somebody comes and they don't have any money and no one can pay to actually feed them, then the only thing they get to eat is like the receipts or the tickets, the maps that we bring, other lettuce-like objects. So it's very important that when you're at the zoo that you pay to feed the giraffes.
Yep, it's only fair. It's only fair. And in return, you get to get quarters out of the fountain on your way out.
Yeah, exactly. The quarters pay for all the lettuce.
Yep.
After observing the eating habits of the giraffes, we were privileged enough to view a different feeding frenzy by a different animal. This bird chooses its prey wisely, and I think you'll see why.
All right, so we'll go ahead.
We've made it to the red-billed blue magpie, which is most definitely, as far as animal battle arena goes, has to be the smartest animal, choosing only to be
chooses its prey wisely. It goes after the exact prey that it can take down, really without any sort of battle whatsoever. It wins handily every time it enters the arena.
Not even baby birds, but eggs before they even hatch.
Uh-huh.
So you have the battle royale against red-billed blue magpie and any random other bird egg.
Yeah.
Who wins every time? I mean, it's a landslide win every time.
Yeah. Hide your kids, folks, because this guy right here is getting into the nest and eating your babies live right out of their eggs.
Right there.
That's how it's happening every single time.
It's kind of smart, really. Kind of smart.
The apex predator of this entire zoo lives right here. This is in the panda section.
Panda section.
And telling you, this guy's got animal arena battle champion.
Ruthless.
Written all over him.
Ruthless winner.
Baby eater.
Baby eater.
After freeing ourselves from the rushing waters near the apex predator bird, we find ourselves in front of one of the least impressive animals in the zoo. This guy only eats sticks. No wonder he's going away.
So we're over here at the panda exhibit, the panda enclosure.
Doing some research.
Yeah, and next to our friend here, the wise Buddha. The Buddha there.
The Buddha.
And folks, let me just tell you, the wisdom from said Buddha did not rub off on these pandas.
No.
And I believe, to be completely honest, that I know the reason why the pandas are going extinct.
It's clear. It's obvious.
You guys, we walked right up to the enclosure, and this guy, boldly, as any of you would be sitting there on your couch enjoying Cheetos, he is just eating sticks.
Just sticks.
Just eating sticks.
No nutrients.
There's nothing there.
Nothing there.
It's a waste of a jawline, if you ask me.
Right.
They have a strong jaw, strong teeth. Very large incisors.
Able-bodied, as far as we can tell.
They could rip into any of these animals out here.
Yeah.
And really get on top of the animal arena battle charts.
Easily.
You know, but instead of actually going for meat as carnivores.
Going for sticks.
They go for sticks.
Yeah. Interesting choice. Welcome to extinction.
Yeah.
Pandas, welcome
you
to
deserve
extinction.
It.
You deserve
you
it.
You know, don't complain. Your place in life is exactly where you're supposed to be, and I think that's the wisdom that we can all pull from our friend, the porcelain Buddha that sits over here next to me.
Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
After reaching near depression at the panda exhibit, we decide enough is enough. It's time to call it a day. So we grab dinner on the way out.
Well, we just finished up our very last exhibit of the day.
What
here,
a day.
Here at Figure Things Out.
Yep.
We went by the gorilla exhibit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Finally, time to pick out the meat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The special for today was gorilla, but gorilla for me has a little bit more fat in it than what I like. I may go for the orangutan, which is a little more leaner meat. Good for tacos.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Orangutan tacos.
Yep. Or a gorilla quesadillas, you know, if we're going into the, you know, more tortilla style. But honestly, a good, simple, old gorilla cheeseburger.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what I hear is the gorillas, their bone marrow is good for the sauce. You can grind that up and throw that into a salt, little vinegar, little...
Gorilla marrow.
Yeah. You know, you just get that into some real tangy business there going. I'm opting for the gorilla gyros.
Gorilla gyros.
Yeah.
Classic.
Gyro?
Euro?
Some kind of Greek food, but mixed with the gorilla, it's amazing flavor.
Yeah.
But folks, they set up the gorilla enclosures right up next to the entrance where they've got sort of a grill going.
Yep.
And as you leave, you just pick out your flavor and your sauce, and they throw that thing on the Barbie for you.
On the Barbie, and we'll pick it up. We'll pick up our plate on the way out.
Yeah, you'll have yourself a burger. Folks, I think we figured out the zoo.
Yep.
Our question months ago was, what are zoos about? And we've really done some investigative reporting today.
Yes, right.
About multiple sections of the zoo.
Yep.
And I hope that you have enjoyed everything that we have delivered to you. I just want to say, if you're thinking about going to the zoo and hitting up all of these wonderful exhibits, we've really laid out a map for you.
Yeah, yeah. Just follow us. Follow what we've done. We've done all the hard work for you. So
follow us here and share this episode everywhere that you can. It would sure help us. Give us a ratings on iTunes and check us out there. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter and the show at Some Bugman.
Me on Twitter at Bugman_Bradley.
And finally, folks, I just want to say, for all of you who have stuck with us for the entire year or even most of the year, or if you're just getting started with Figure Things Out, thank you for spending any amount of time at all with us and our silly jokes.
Yep.
It's really been a great year, and we're looking forward to another good one. Hope you've enjoyed this very special episode of hashtag SGAT BMFTO.
Yeah, yep.
That's the hashtag.
Yep, that's it. That's
Be
it.
Sure to use that on all social media.
Live by it. Use it.
We appreciate each and every one of you, and very thankful that we even have listeners. So thanks for checking us out.
Yep.
This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. Another year in the bag there.
Signing out for the year.